Hey, did you hear about the mortician's camp?
I heard about it. Yeah, there are no, you were saying.
Yeah.
That's right.
So well, I'm just checking to see if you've been with the show from the start.
It's good I escaped out of there. But that was quite a...
Did you ever go to any kind of a mortician's camp? I imagine the children of funeral directors had to pretty much stay with other children of funeral directors.
You know, back in the old days in Egypt, the embalmers always, they were set aside and they ate by themselves. You know?
Yeah, well, we can understand why.
Through the years, we've been more or less assimilated into society. But one thing, my kids, one time I had some pencils I had with our funeral chapel ad on it, and I'd given them some of those pencils when they went to school, and then one day I noticed they'd cut off the name.
Well, they were proud of old Pop. That's great. They ever bring you to school for show and tell?
They had that a lot of times. I don't know if they... I think they sort of obliterated that as far as the pencils, of course, but that was all right.
No, but did they ever take you to school, you know, what my dad does for a living deal? No, they didn't, Fred?
I once went to my son's school where he's been teaching and talked to the career days, and I once went out on another assignment.
Career days.
Yeah.
Big line at your booth?
Did they what?
Was there a big line at your booth?
Well, it wasn't a booth. You gave a talk before the class, and same way with one of the small towns down in Minnesota once.
Hi, everybody. It's Fred Abramson. I just want you to know that I'm happy to be here for Career Days, and I'd like you to think about a career in the mortuary sciences.
Well, I always told him I'd rather be Fred than dead, and
I bet you'd win him over if you told him that joke about not recognizing the stiff's face, but the breath seeming familiar.
My breath is familiar, usually, you know, I'm sure even surgeons, when they do operations, they pretty much cover the face of the person if they know the person, because it's difficult. I had embalmed both my own mother and father, but...
You did that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What a son. How many sons out there can say that? I embalmed mom and dad.
I don't think there'd be many.
Not many of them out there. Not many of them who have that kind of commitment to their parents.
No,
to see them through all the way to the end. The very end.
And in fact, when I was...
Did you have a shovel, too, or did you let someone else handle that?
I was more or less in a do-it-yourself operation.
Sure, sure.
One-man show.
Probably got a do-it-yourself book. Probably
there
was a Bob Vilas show or something for you.
We had a skeleton crew, Tommy, and there was a small operation, but I did.
Did you say two live crew?
A skeleton crew.
Oh,
you know what?
Now you got me giddy. Now I'm just giddy. I'll laugh at anything.
I want to sing "Give Me Land, Lots of Land Under Starry Skies Above." Don't fence me in.
Oh, okay.
Let's sing that.
All right.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above.
Don't fence me in.
Let me wander over yonder where the mountains meet the skies. Don't fence me in. Let me sit by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you, please, don't fence me in.
That's a good song.
I'm thankful we moved into a regular house.
Were you harmonizing, or was I?